This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. It's great to hear your voice. I'm glad you're with us. I had a little difficulty connecting first thing this morning, but I'm so glad you're here. So, Gwyneth, I watched those videos that you sent me of...
I was going to say, did you enjoy those entertaining videos I sent you?
I watched them all. And, you know, it was... The one that I found fascinating... Actually, they were all fascinating, and we're going to talk about them. But there was a dog who looked very much like a German Shepherd, as I would recognize one. Wolf dog,
yeah.
Right? And he was being angered by a bunch of pigs. I mean, probably as many as 6 or 7 at one time. And he was holding his own. And quite interesting watching the interaction.
His owners.
He was. He was, and the two owners were just walking down a lane, a dirt lane, and with their dog, and these wild pigs came out of the woods to harass, if not attack, his owners, and he did a yeoman's job of protecting them, and he didn't get hurt. Everybody was safe, for, as far as I could tell, in this video, this YouTube video. And maybe we should post it. If it's okay with you, I'll post it on our website,
yeah.
And you can post it on yours so people can see what we're talking about.
Absolutely. This
yeah.
The object of saying this was the email that I sent to warn people about animals, animals.
those
and
pigs.
How they can deal with them.
Those pigs look really vicious, and
they're
large.
They
they're the you
yep.
know they're, if you think of a cow with really short legs, that's what these pigs look like, and they can't run as fast as the dog. They're not as agile as the dog, but that amount of moving mass certainly bigger than you know a full grown pig. Certainly more mass than a human, and easily could take down a human and chew them up and eat them. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty. As a matter of fact, I think that would be a great way to dispose of bodies, right? Just have some pigs and have the pigs eat them, right?
Oh.
Well, you know what I'm talking about is what would we do in a grid-down situation, and if we could not bury all of these bodies that would be everywhere, we'd have disease, it'd be rampant. What do you do? And, you know, obviously a bulldozer would be kind of nice, you know, for mass graves. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm talking about an absolutely horrendous situation where those that are trying to survive, those few that who are left, what would they do? Would they use pigs to consume the flesh before it rotted even more to create more disease? Would backhoes be enough? I'm talking about mass graves in the, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, you know, per city, that kind of thing. I just hope we don't get there. I really do. I don't think we have enough lime to prevent the odor of the decaying bodies. You know, a grid down situation could leave more bodies than bombing a city, you know, during like a World War One or World War Two. Seriously. Okay. So where would you like to go, Gwyneth?
Okay. The what I wanted to talk about was, you know, how you should conduct yourself to avoid harm in this modern world, both in the forest and also in the city, and because around Austin there's all these bombs being set. Some of them are being set on the hike and bike trails. With tripwires. And, you know, it's rather interesting because apparently one of them was set probably about 1.5 miles from Alex Jones's house. And Alex Jones is well known to use these hike and bike trails, so you wonder if maybe they were targeting him. You know, these people are just crazy. That if you were living, if you were somebody living in that area, if you had to deal with the fact that now you have to watch out for this, and what would you do? How would you avoid that? Okay? And how you would do it is this. Here in this country, did you see the snake video? The first one that I saw?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Those snakes live in the forest around here. They are probably about 5 or 6 feet, maybe 7 feet long when they're fully grown. They're some of the most dangerous snakes in the world because they are bad-tempered. They'll chase you. And they're lightning fast. And the thing that I found really annoying about the guy in that video is that he was actually throwing rocks at it,
mm-hmm.
which is enormously stupid because mm-hmm. these snakes can actually rear up on their body. If it's a 7-foot snake, it can maybe rear up 3 or 4 feet of that 7 feet to strike. And it'll do so lightning quick. So, you know, to throw rocks at a snake like that is just monumentally stupid.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is when you're out and about on a walking trail and you know that there is something like a snake, like either a snake like that or a tripwire, is you have to walk around with your eyes open. And you have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to scan the periphery of the path, okay? Because often what they'll do is they'll cross your path. They'll come in on one side of your path. They won't even necessarily see you. And they'll cross your path, and if you're not aware, you could end up standing squarely on their tail, and they are not going to like that. If you do that, they'll immediately bounce back, quick as lightning. You won't have time to respond. They'll bite you on the leg, and then your life is going to be between 15 minutes and half an hour long because you're not going to be able to get to emergency help quickly enough because that's how quickly their poison acts. And although there are antivenins for them, it's a very, very fast-acting poison. So you may have even trouble getting back to the house or getting back to your car or your campsite or wherever it is. You know, it's the same thing with these tripwire bombs. if you're in an area where there's people setting things like tripwire bombs, then you look, you scan the path in front of you. You don't walk along, wearing your, or sometimes I do walk around wearing my headset, but my eyes are doing the duty, okay? You've got to use your eyes. And also, a good idea is to scan with your head, turn your head, 90 degrees in each direction, and just quickly glance in each direction, 90 degrees, and catch what's behind you in your periphery, and learn to use your peripheral vision. And that is, it's just something so important, Vincent. And
what you're talking about
is,
what you're talking about is situation awareness, and it actually involves a little more work than just being complacent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing is true.
Predators on those trails, mm-hmm. as well known. You know, there's predators, kidnappers on these hike and bike trails. But if you're situationally aware and not caught up in whatever song you're listening to on your music player or whatever, you know, then you're much less likely to get caught out by them. Yeah. And that's about with the snakes, but, you know, that's how it is. But, you know, there's around here, where you are, you could probably insert deer for kangaroos.
Yes.
It's probably, I don't know, much the same behavior. I don't know if they are in the habit of just sitting next to the road and waiting for you to drive past in order for them to jump out in front of your vehicle.
Well, they do that. They do that. But it's not quite sitting and waiting, you know, to play like chicken, if you will. But what they do is they get spooked at night by the headlights, and they get blinded, and they run. And a lot of times they run across the road, and there's virtually not enough time to stop. So if you're doing 50, 55 miles an hour, you know, which is perfectly legal in many parts of where I live, a deer can just jump out over a fence, you know, over a barbed wire fence, just jump over.
Oh, they can jump.
Land in the road.
They can jump 7 or 8 feet.
Bang. And it's awful. It's awful for everyone involved, especially the deer. And if you look at trucks around here, they're all banged up in the front. You know, if you have a truck that's 10 years old, it's banged up. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, when you're out and about and you see snakes, what is your visual indication that they are poisonous? What tells you?
All snakes around here are poisonous. Usually the ones that we have, that they're called brown snake, which is pretty self-explanatory. There's two species. There's the king brown and there's the eastern brown. And I'm not going to, analyze the difference between them, because they've both got a similar nature. They're both similarly deadly, and really I don't care. I've had an experience with a couple of them being here on this land, and the snakes and me have got an agreement. They stay away from the house, I leave them be.
Well, around here, we look at the head. If it's more triangular, it's probably a venomous snake. If it has an elliptical pupil rather than a round one, kind of like a cat may have, it's probably venomous. If it has fangs, it's probably venomous. So the keys are a triangular-shaped head, an elliptical pupil, and and fangs. Now, the non-venomous have more of a rounded head, round pupil, and no fangs. So that's a quick thumbnail sketch of some potential identifiers. You know, quick look. Yeah. I was in the woods.
We don't have to worry about things like that here because they're all venomous. And mm-hmm. they can go up to black. And they can go down to a pale golden. But if it's, you do have something called a legless lizard, which lives here. They can grow to be 18 inches or 2 feet long. Okay. They, once again, they have a rounded head. And they'll be a paler color. And they'll just have a different sort of scale. And but anything over about 2 feet long is not going to be a legless lizard. And a legless lizard makes its living by digging in the sand. It's not going to be crawling across a trail unless there's been some major excavation disturbance nearby, like somebody digging with a bobcat or something. Okay? They don't just hang out, in the forest trails and all that sort of stuff the way that a brown snake will. So normally, unless you're digging around the garden, you'll never see a legless lizard, but the legless lizards that I have seen have been tiny. They've been between 3 and 6 inches. I don't think I've ever even seen a 6-inch long legless lizard. They're mostly 3 or 4 inches long, the ones I've seen. And they're sweet, and they have ears. That's the other difference. And sometimes, you'll just see the head of a legless lizard, or you'll see the tail end of it. It has a different texture, different quality of scale. And I might go, ah! And then hang on, that's a legless lizard. But the thing about brown snakes is that when they're born, they're about 12 inches long, and they're poisonous from birth, highly poisonous from birth. And you might see a small brown snake out and about. But those are the ones that you have to be more alert of, more careful of, because, you hardly ever just see one juvenile brown snake, because obviously if a brown snake is bred nearby, it's going to lay more than one egg.
And hold that thought. Hold that thought.
They come out. Yep.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Today. Oh
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Talking about walking in the woods and walking in the trails and some potential dangers. Gwyneth, I hate to say this, but I had to shoot a snake. I was on our property, and there was a cottonmouth. And a cottonmouth is an extremely venomous snake, kind of a brownish, and has all the warning signs that that you would want to see if you're looking at a venomous snake. You know, triangular type head, slit eyes,
yep,
and so forth. And I had my 45 with me. Very fast. And it looked like this guy was ready to spring into action. And if I moved, it looked like he was going to attack me. So I just drew my 45 and bang. And I didn't want to do it, but I did. And I want to tell you, class, if you ever have to do something like that, it's different from shooting on the range or plinking. Because if you're plinking, you have eye protection on and you have hearing protection on. My ears were ringing for 3 days from shooting the 45 at this snake. So it wasn't pleasant for anybody. But I felt that I had to do that. Now, in Missouri, it's illegal to kill animals. You're not supposed to do that. Well, in this situation, it was just the two of us, me and the snake. And I felt that I had to do it. I did not want to do it. I would much rather have backed away. But I didn't think that was a possibility. So I had to take its life. And I really don't like doing that. But sometimes, when you live in the middle of nowhere, you do have to take a life. And we do everything we can to avoid being in that situation or having to do that. Anything is preferable. But, you know, one of the problems is, you go to the garden, and there are snakes in the garden. They like it cool. They like it out of the sun. They like living under things, and they like having offspring. And that's what they do. So, fortunately, chickens seem to, in the process of looking for food, chickens rummage through the leaves, and they disrupt the snake's habitat. The dogs, when they find them, they bark at them, and sometimes will try to attack them and kill them. And so it's nice to have dogs, it's nice to have cats, and it's nice to have chickens around the farm. Do your animals kind of keep the snakes away from your house proper?
Definitely. If there is a snake on the property, we know about it. Because the chickens act up, the dogs act up, the dogs definitely act up. And their hackles raised, and they instinctively know this is something that is really, really not supposed to be there. And it's really interesting to see, because you see their hackles go up, and they seem to have a certain bark for when they've cornered something. And when you hear that bark, you know that you've got to get out there pretty quick, because that something might be a snake. And if it's not a snake,
in our case,
some other wildlife, which maybe you actually want to rescue. Like we have a spiny anteater in the forest here. Now you can look up a picture of a spiny anteater, and they're a marsupial. And I've seen them probably weigh up to 10 kilograms around here. There's the biggest spiny anteaters out in the forest here that you've ever seen. And so if you just quickly use your search engine to search for an image or a video for one of these things, they really are extraordinary. But they're not harmful. And they're a creature that you really do want to rescue if the dogs find one. Because probably, given time, they're probably going to kill it. Although its defenses are formidable. And you don't want that, But if it's a snake,
These things,
they're going to act in a similar way. Yeah.
I'm looking at images of the spiny anteater, and it kind of looks like it's got a lot of quills. It doesn't look like it you'd want to get too close to it, because you'd probably get harpooned with these quills.
They don't harpoon their quills like a porcupine does. They don't harpoon them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they...
Okay.
You know, if you're careful, you can actually hold one in your hands, although if it's a big one, you might you might have problems there. But they tend to roll up in a ball like a hedgehog. And so usually if you can get the dogs away from them, they'll stay rolled up in a ball for about half an hour, and then they'll unroll themselves and waddle off into the forest. So, but no, they don't harpoon.
They're kind of an adorable looking. Yeah, they're an adorable looking creature.
They really are sweet.
And and they I take it they eat insects, ants. Is that what they do?
Yeah, they eat ants. And especially termites. Okay, but they have an enormous paddle shaped set of front feet, and they use that for ripping ant nests and termite nests and rotten logs apart. And they are really, really phenomenally strong, but they won't hurt you. You know what I mean? They're not aggressive towards humans, and their mouths are absolutely tiny. You know, their mouths might be just a centimeter or two. You know, depending on the size of it, if you get a big one, it might its mouth might be about three centimeters at the most across. You know, they don't bite; they've got no teeth. So they're just wanting to mind their own business. And it's like I said, it's about getting educated about the forest creatures out there. Yeah.
Well, the pigs seem to be the ones that I'd be concerned about the most, from their physical size. And are you concerned about the pigs the most of all the animals that could wreak havoc with people and being on your farm?
Yeah. Fortunately, I don't think there's a very big pig population out there. We did have one pig get out a number of years ago. I think that the neighbours might have caught her and put her in their freezer somehow. Hopefully she didn't get too far, although she survived for a number of months out in the forest somewhere. And I know that because we would see her sign from time to time, and pigs have quite a distinctive sign, but she was quite tame and quite docile. But what you need to worry about, if you're in an area where there are pigs, and like I said, I don't think there's too many out there in the forest where we are, but if you are in an area where there are a lot of pigs in the forest, and I've lived in such areas in the past, you need to be aware of their signs. You need to be aware that they have a particular set of habits, okay? They like to make wallows. And, yes, we are getting to a, you know, a human-type pig analogy, in case anyone's wondering. They like to set up wallows on the side of the path, okay? Now, a wallow... is they'll get into the sand or the mud on the side of the path, and they'll dig it up into a vast bowl of mess, you know, either sand or mud, depending on your climate. And if it's been raining, it may have water in the bottom of it, but that's where they tend to lie up during the day. And if you surprise a pig in its wallow, that's perhaps the most dangerous time to surprise it, because it's just woken up. It has no idea what's going on. Their eyesight actually tends to be poor, and they very much rely on their sense of smell. So if they're just woken up, oh, my gosh, you know, what's going on, and then they immediately smell human or dog, it's likely to go into flight or fight reflex immediately. okay? And so that's what I mean. And you see, when a pig goes into fight reflex, the video that I sent, it's dangerous. These animals are killers. And the jaws that they have on them are just absolutely phenomenally huge. And if you want to get some indication of how big a pig's jaw is, even just go to your butcher shop and ask to see a pig's head, or if they have a pig's head, or order a pig's head and just buy one and look at the size of those teeth. That's a domestic pig. Wild pigs are often tend to, maybe even be slightly better armed in that area than domestic pigs. And wild pigs have tusks going out to the side of their mouth. And these tusks can be, in a really big pig, they can be 3 or 4 inches long. They are really, they fight. But even aside from their tusks, even if you get a sow that doesn't have tusks, their teeth are like, they're designed to mash up bone. They live on carcasses that they find in the forest. That's their diet. And so if they get you down and they can get mashing on your leg, they're gonna really, really do some damage just by chomping.
Yeah. And we have class members who live in cities, and they probably say, wow, we don't have anything like that going on where we live. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Hey, Gwyneth, you know, one of the things I think we should talk about is how to avoid these dangers. And you talked about, you know, being situationally aware. Let me just share something. It's a little different. It's not quite the same as being in the wild. But, you know, when you're on the road and you're in the city, for example, or in a situation where you come up to a traffic light and there's maybe two lanes going in each direction. If you look, what you'll see, at least in the United States, you'll see the cars bunching up. I mean, for some reason, the cars seem to, at a traffic light, at a red light, the cars will bunch up very close. So there maybe is 5 feet from the front of one car to the back of another. And they all seem to bunch up really close like that. The problem with that is if something happens, there's no place to go. You can't turn your wheel, you know, quickly and hit the gas and,
yes,
and take off to either side because you haven't left yourself enough room. And so, for example, if someone walks up to your car, opens your car door, and you're at the red light, there's no place for you to go, you know, if you haven't,
yes,
locked your doors. And so what I would like to suggest to our class is don't do that. Make sure that you have enough room so that if you have to get out of the way quickly, let's say you're the last car in line at that red light at this particular moment, and you see some car barreling toward you in your rearview mirror, and you go, I don't think this guy's going to stop. I think he's going to run right into the back of me. I think he's on his cell phone. He's not paying attention. Or she's putting her makeup on, or he's doing a crossword puzzle while, you know, behind the wheel, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And you realize you need to get out of there. If you haven't left yourself enough room to get out of there, you can't get out of there. So whether it be someone coming up to the side of your door and opening your door or whatever it may be, you need to leave enough room to get out of there. And it may mean jumping the curb. It may mean jumping the curb. It may mean, you know, getting on the sidewalk. Whatever you have to do safely to get out of there, I think you ought to consider doing and have a plan for that before you have to do it. And that's what I try to do. So if I'm in my truck, I try to leave more room than everybody else.
At least enough room in front of you so that you can swing the bonnet around and get out of there.
Yes. Bonnet meaning hood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we call them hoods. You know, the front engine cover of your car, in the United States we call them hoods, and in Europe and Australia they're bonnets. So you want to make sure you have enough room to get out of the way. So I try very hard to make sure that I'm not in a situation that I can't get out of. So just keep that in mind, class. And you know, another thing, if you're going to, let's say you park your car in a parking lot, whether it be a covered parking lot or out in the open, or if it's at the Chinese factory outlet or, you know, large parking lot, wherever it is, before I get in my car, after I haven't been in it for a while,
look,
let's say I go
around you.
Yes.
Check behind you. See if you're being followed.
Yes.
You know, and just observe if people are there, because these parking lots seem to be a magnet for no-hopers who seem, and I think I call them, they're not just confined to social justice warriors and Antifa, but some of them are just out-and-out bandits. But they, I would define them all as being socialists, in that socialists have a philosophy in life, in that if you have got more than what they have, they think that you should contribute to their well-being. That's my definition of socialist. So that's a wide spectrum of people.
When we come back after this break, I'd like to continue this line of discussion a little bit more. And I'll talk about how the right pocket of my blue jeans is worn more than all the other pockets, regardless of the age of my blue jeans. So the right front pocket is worn more. And I'm going to tell you why when we come back. And I'm going to recommend that you buy something. I'm going to actually ask you to spend some money for your own protection. I'm going to ask you to spend about $15. And I'm going to tell you how to do it when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And we're talking about preparedness. We're talking about situational awareness. And we're talking about how to make sure that you can get out of a jam. We'll be back at the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This psychologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.